The path of virtue leads to peace. The path of virtue leads to peace. But sin will only bring us strife. But sin will only bring us strife.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, One Virtue, One Sin, in which we talk about a virtue, one pious deed, and then in the later half of our program, we talk about one sin. Today, again, we've chosen beautiful yet very important topics for you. The pious deed that we'll be discussing about today is very sweet, very beautiful pious deed, which is Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal, the Dhikr of Allah Almighty, the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And in the second half of our program, the sin that we will touch upon today is disobeying parents. How severe a sin this is and how detrimental it is for our faith. And in this world as well, as someone who disobeys his parents, not only will he be punished in the hereafter, but will also be punished in this world as well. But before, dear viewers, we delve into our discussion of the day, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who sends salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The first half of our program today would be dedicated towards talking about the remembrance of Allah Almighty, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is again such a deed, dear viewers, which elevates the ranks of a person. The many, many virtues and excellences of dhikrullah azza wa jal mentioned in the Quran and in hadith. The many, many hadith traditions we find on the virtues of doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without any further delay, let's first of all talk about some verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the dhikr of Allah Almighty. In verse number 152 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, so remember me, I shall remember you. So Allah Almighty is instructing in this verse to remember Allah Almighty. So once one remembers Allah Almighty, performs the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty will remember that very individual. So what a great honor it is to be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, in verse number 191 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and on their sides, meaning lying down. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those, is mentioning about those who remember Allah Almighty, perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when they're standing or they're sitting, or when they're on their sides, when they're lying down. This again should be sufficient for us, a sufficient encouragement for us that Allah is remembering those who perform the dhikr of Allah Almighty, whether that is done standing or sitting down or on our sides. We perform the dhikr of Allah, Allah remembers us. We remember Allah, Allah remembers us. Then in verse number 28 of Surah Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, those who believe and their hearts attain contentment through the remembrance of Allah. Pay heed, only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts attain contentment. Adieus, in this very verse again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the solution for the contentment of the heart. Now this is something after which all of us strive. In verse number 35 of Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: the men and women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared forgiveness and great reward for them. Subhanallah, what a beautiful glad tiding for those who perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has prepared forgiveness and great reward for them. Similarly, another verse of the Quran in verse number 10 of Surah Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares,
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
Translation from Kunzul Irfan: and remember Allah much with this hope that you may attain success. In this verse, dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us towards finding success, towards attaining success. And how do we do that? How do we attain success? Is by remembering Allah much. By remembering Allah Almighty in abundance. And behind this, behind the remembrance of Allah, the hope should be to attain success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran regarding the excellences of performing the remembrance of Allah, of dhikrullah azza wa jal, that it is something through which we find the contentment of heart. It is something through which we attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something through which we find the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The rewards in the hereafter that Allah Almighty has prepared, they are also attained by performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many, many excellences and virtues that we find in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many other verses of the Holy Quran that mention the excellences of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We presented only a few verses before you so that we could understand or get some kind of understanding, a gist of what excellences lie in performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can also incline towards this sacred act of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not take it for granted. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about some of the ahadith in which the excellences of performing the dhikr of Allah Almighty have been mentioned. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a mountain during a travel in Mecca, and that mountain was called Jumdan. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Visit Jumdan, mufarridun have excelled." And the Sahaba, they asked that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant by mufarridun? Who are referred to as mufarridun?" To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that those men and women who perform the dhikr of Allah in abundance, those men and women who perform the dhikr of Allah in abundance, they are referred to as mufarridun, those who have excelled, those who have surpassed others. In another narration, it is stated that the Sahaba, they asked that, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are mufarridun?" To which the Prophet ﷺ replied that those who perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with steadfastness, and this dhikr would lighten their weight, and they would present themselves in the court of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment lightened. They would be light in weight when they would present themselves in the court of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Harith Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reports from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty sent wahi towards Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya alayhim assalam of five things and commanded him to act upon them and also to give encouragement, persuasion to Bani Israel to also act upon them. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that one of those things was that, "I command you to perform my dhikr in abundance." And the example of a person who performs dhikr is like the one in whose pursuit is his enemy, and then that very person behind whom is his enemy, He reaches a fortress and hides himself in the fortress. He saves himself inside the fortress. Similarly, when a person performs the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this, he attains deliverance, salvation from Satan the cursed. So this example has been given regarding dhikrullah azza wa jal in hadith, where a person, imagine there's a person behind whom there's an enemy, and the person, he saves himself by reaching a fortress and he goes inside the fortress and shuts the doors, and the enemy cannot now enter the fortress. So now the person is safe from the enemy. Same as the example of a person who performs the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this dhikr of Allah Almighty now safeguards him against Satan the accursed. This is the beauty of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the excellence of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration, dear viewers, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Almighty says that, O son of Adam, when you perform my dhikr in solitude, then I remember you in solitude. When you do my dhikr in a gathering, then I do your dhikr in a gathering that is better than yours. What great honor it is for an individual who performs the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either alone or in a gathering. Sayyidina Ma'ad bin Anas radiallahu anhu reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty says, when a person performs my dhikr in his heart, then I mention him in the group of angels. And when my bondsman does my dhikr, he performs my remembrance in a gathering, then I mention him in Rafiqi A'la. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty says that when my bondsman does my dhikr, then his lips move and I am with him. There was once a person came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and humbly said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Islamic laws, there are a lot of Islamic laws that have been stipulated upon me. So tell me of something which I may hold firmly. Now to this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that your tongue should always remain moist with the dhikr of Allah Almighty. On the authority of Sayyidina Abu Makhariq radiallahu anhu, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that on the night of Mi'raj, I saw a person who was submerged in the noor of Arsh. So I asked that, who is he? Is he an angel? I was told, no. Then I asked, is he a Nabi, a prophet? And I was again told, no. And then I asked, who is he? Then I was told that he is the person whose tongue would remain moist with the dhikr of Allah Almighty. His heart would remain inclined towards the masajid, and he would not swear at his parents. Imagine, dear viewers, that a person who possesses these attributes, where his tongue remains moist in the zikr of Allah Almighty, his heart remains inclined towards the masajid, and he does not swear at his parents, then such an individual would remain submerged in the noor of Arsh. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu narrates that the last question that I asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before separating from him was that, which action is the most beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that your death should come in such a state that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah Almighty. And in another narration it is stated that I asked that, tell me about an action that is most superior and liked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that, die in this way that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu reports from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there are some people who perform the dhikr of Allah Almighty on comfortable beds, so Allah Almighty will grant them elevated ranks. Dear viewers, at the times when we lie in our beds, we should try to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our ranks are increased. And if you think about it, dear viewers, it's not something very difficult. We're lying down, we're resting. Now, why have useless thoughts in our mind? Why not perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. And how important dhikr of Allah Almighty is, this can be seen from this very narration which Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu reports, who says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people of Jannah, they will not be sorrowful, they will not regret anything else except the moment in which they were unable to perform the dhikr of Allah Almighty. So dear viewers of Madani channel, you see how important and how valuable dhikr of Allah Almighty is, the remembrance of Allah Almighty is, that even the people of paradise, Ahlul Jannah, they will not regret anything but the moment in which they could not perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many other narrations in which we find a similar kind of discussion where it is stated that the people of Jannah, they will not regret anything but those moments in which they could not perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, dear viewers, that even in Jannah, a place that is free of regrets, free of sorrows, free of sadness, free of every calamity, even in paradise, the people of paradise will regret those moments in which they were unable to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty says that, O son of Adam, when you perform my dhikr, you pay gratitude to me. And when you forget me, this is ingratitude from you. So the element of thankfulness and gratitude is also of high importance in Islam. Paying gratitude is very, very important. And we come to know from this very narration, dear viewers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying himself that when we perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if we are paying gratitude to Allah. We are being thankful to Allah. And conversely, on the other side of the coin, if we forget Allah Almighty, don't perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is like being ungrateful to Allah. So dear viewers, in the light of all these narrations, it is evident that how beautiful and superior this act is, the act of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, dear viewers, another thing we need to understand is that we need to get our mindset right in terms of what is dhikr of Allah Almighty. Yes, subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Uttering this tasbih is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, offering salah is also dhikr of Allah Almighty. Sending durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also included in the category of performing dhikr of Allah Almighty. Listening to an Islamic speech is also dhikr of Allah Almighty. Acquiring knowledge of deen is also dhikr of Allah Almighty. So all these are different forms of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should engage ourselves in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will see many blessings that we will have in this world and in the hereafter. Now let's move on to the second segment of our program, dear viewers, where we will talk about the sin of being disobedient to parents. How harmful this very element is. Now, dear viewers, being disobedient to parents is a severe sin regarding which many warnings have been given in the Quran and in Hadith. I'll present before you a few narrations in the light of which we will try to evaluate this great, great detrimental sin and see how harmful it is for us. Dear viewers, in one Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that a person who disobeys his parents, even if he fasts, even if he offers salah to the extent that he becomes unique in these forms of worship, but if he dies in the state that his parents are displeased of him, then he would meet Allah Almighty in such a state where Allah Almighty would be wrathful upon him. In another narration, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam warned us that in hell, in Jahannam, a person who disobeys his parents, between him and Satan the accursed, there will be difference of only one level. That's how deep such an individual would be in hellfire, that between him and Satan the accursed, there would be difference, a gap of only one level. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam warned us that on the night of Mi'raj, when I was taken to the heavens, then I saw that some people were hanging with branches of fire. I asked Amin-e-Wahi, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, that who are these people? He told me that they are those who would disobey their parents. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that he who disobeyed his parents, He disobeyed Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when a person who disobeys his parents is buried in his grave, then his grave would squeeze him such that his ribs would break, they would crush, and they would intertwine into each other. And on the day of judgment, the severest of punishment would be inflicted upon these three people. Number one, the one who disobeys his parents. Number two, a fornicator. And number three, the one who associates a partner to Allah. In the category of these three people, dear viewers, has also been included the one who disobeys his parents. Be patient. Be nice to them. Treat them kindly. Fulfill their rights, whether they're financial rights, whether they need any kind of assistance, whatever it may be. Look after them. Serve them. As the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of your father. The one who kisses the feet of his mother is as if he kissed the doorstep of paradise. The one whose parents are pleased with him, Allah Almighty is pleased with him. And this is such a sin, dear viewers, that for other sins, the punishment can be postponed till the hereafter. But this is such a punishment that a committer of this very sin, the one who disobeys his parents, will be punished in this world as well as in the hereafter. That person would be disgraced in this world as well. So we need to understand, dear viewers, that this is a matter of severe importance. We need to respect our parents. We need to ensure that we do not disrespect our parents. We are not rude towards them. We do not swear at them. We are not ma'adhallah fatab of them, astaghfirullah. We are not annoyed of them. Respect them. If they ask you something 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 times, so what? When we were young, we also used to ask so many questions to our parents. And they happily used to tell us, answer us. Now they have grown old, you know, and we think that we know everything. And if our parents ask us something for the second time, we become annoyed. Why? Our parents, dear viewers, are our paradise in hell. Who was the neighbor of Musa alayhi salam in Jannah? Some individual who offered tahajjud all night long? Someone who recited entire Quran every night for his entire life? Someone who fasted throughout his life? No. An individual, an ordinary butcher who served his parents, who looked after his parents, and the dua of his parents made him neighbor of Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. Many awliya attained the rank of sainthood because of the dua of their mother. Why? Because their mother was pleased of them. This is how important it is to you. Respect your parents. Serve them. You'll find blessings of this world and the hereafter. Allah will be pleased with you. And a person who disrespects his parents, he's not looked with a good sight by people either. People also don't like such a person who disrespects his parents. And someone who respects his parents, who serves his parents, people love that person. People, you know, talk good of him and they give his examples. But our intention should be that we are respecting our parents for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, do not ruin your dunya and your afterlife by being disrespectful to your parents. Attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through respecting your parents. If they are alive, respect them, honor them, and make sure that we don't do anything that become a means of their displeasure. And if your parents have passed away upon iman, then supplicate for them. They were Muslims, then supplicate for their forgiveness. Every Friday, visit their graves. Do isale thawab for them. Give sadaqah on their behalf. Inshallah, they'll be pleased with you. I pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty enable us to perform His zikr in abundance, and may Allah Almighty save us from disrespecting our parents. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The path of virtue leads to peace. The path of virtue leads to peace. But sin will only bring us strife. But sin will only bring us strife.